This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Digital Poison, your daily dose of truth serum for navigating this crazy, screen-saturated world. I'm Rachel Carter, your ever-optimistic guide through the jungle of tech addiction and burnout. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Building resilience against burnout and keeping your mental well-being strong like a superhero. Ever felt that creeping sense of exhaustion, like you're running on fumes? You know that feeling when you stare at your screen for hours and suddenly realize you haven't actually blinked in what feels like an eternity? Yeah, me too. And it's not just about the endless scroll. It's the pressure to be constantly on, the ever-present notifications, the FOMO fear of missing out that's got us all feeling a little burnt. But guess what? You don't have to become a digital zombie. We can totally fight back and build resilience against this modern-day plague. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your power. 1. Acknowledge the struggle. First things first, let's give ourselves some credit for even recognizing the problem. Admitting we need to make a change is the bravest step. It's like saying, hey, I'm human, and this whole digital overload thing is messing with my mojo. Think about it. How many times have you said, I'll just check this one last email, and ended up 3 hours later, still glued to your screen? We've all been there. 2. Boundaries are your BFF. Imagine building a protective shield around your precious time and energy. That's what boundaries offer. Set specific times for checking emails and social media. Create phone-free zones in your home like the bedroom or dinner table and learn to say no without guilt. It's about reclaiming control and prioritizing what truly matters. Remember that time you said yes to a million things and ended up feeling overwhelmed? Setting boundaries is like saying no to the chaos and saying yes to your sanity. 3. Heal your body and soul. This one seems obvious, but it's easy to neglect when we're caught in the digital vortex. Eat nourishing food, get enough sleep, yes, even on weekends. Move your body regularly, even just a short walk can make a huge difference. Remember, taking care of your physical health directly impacts your mental well-being. Think about it. You wouldn't run a car without fuel, right? Your mind and body need the same kind of nourishing attention to thrive. Thor, mindfulness is your secret weapon. I know mindfulness sounds like some super intense yoga retreat thing, but it's really just about being present in the moment. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This simple practice can help calm your mind and reduce stress. Imagine yourself as a detective investigating the world around you, paying attention to every little detail. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain and finding peace amidst the chaos. 5. Seek support when you need it. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist if you're feeling overwhelmed. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and remind you that you're not the only one facing these challenges. Think about it. We're all in this together. Reaching out for support is like having a team cheering you on. It makes the journey so much easier. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who's constantly juggling projects and deadlines. She's always glued to her laptop, responding to emails at all hours and feeling the pressure to be on 24/7. One day, she realizes she's exhausted, irritable, and can't focus on anything. Sound familiar? Sarah knows something has to change. So she starts implementing some of these strategies. Setting boundaries around her work hours, taking short breaks throughout the day for mindful walks, and talking to her friend about how she's feeling. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to reclaim her energy and focus. She rediscovers joy in her work, feels more balanced, and realizes that taking care of herself isn't selfish, it's essential. Remember, you don't have to be perfect. Just take small steps towards building resilience and prioritizing your mental well-being. You've got this. Okay, listeners, let's recap our digital detox for today. Acknowledge the struggle, set those boundaries like a boss, nourish your body and soul, tap into mindfulness magic, and don't hesitate to seek support when you need it. Keep in mind, taking care of your mental health is a marathon, not a sprint. Celebrate your wins, be kind to yourself on tough days, and remember that even small changes can make a big difference. Now go out there and shine brightly. And don't forget to hit subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed this episode. It helps us reach more awesome people like you. See you in the next one.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.